Interior National Park Service, Warden of Pacific, Agana, Guam. Attention Michael Tahila, Park Ranger. Dear sir, my name is Frank V. Brewer. I have a lovely wife, Betty. We have four sons and a daughter. We all reside in the Phoenix, Arizona area. On July the 16th, 1994, my wife and I will start our tour to Honolulu and Guam. We will stay 5 days on Guam to participate in the fiestas of their 50th anniversary of the liberation from Japan. That was on July the 21st, 1944. On July the 20th at Guam, we will celebrate my wife's birthday. After our stay on Guam, we will return to Honolulu to celebrate our 50th wedding anniversary. On July the 25th, we will leave Honolulu for Phoenix. As for my military history, it all started in Chicago, Illinois on May the 20th, 1943. I enlisted in the United States Coast Guard, was sent to Manhattan Beach Training Station, Brooklyn, New York. After boot camp, I was sent to Camp Lejeune, New River, North Carolina for training on an LCVP. November the 8th, 1944, at the age of 18, I went aboard at Norfolk, Virginia, the AKA 17th USS Centaurus. That was an amphibious assault transport ship which carried small boats called LCMs and LCVPs. Aboard ship, I was assigned to LCVP number 7 as a motor machinist mate with a coxswain and a seaman to make up a three-man crew. The ship departed Norfolk, Virginia on November the 11th, arriving at the Panama Canal on December the 17th, departing the canal December the 19th for Pearl Harbor. Departing Pearl Harbor January the 22nd. January the 30th, 1944, we arrived at Kwajalein Island in the Marshall Group for our first invasion landing. After Kwajalein, we went on to make 6 other island invasions in 13 months, never losing a man or a boat. Next, we went on down to New Guinea, making landings at Aitape on the 23rd and on April the 29th at Sadar, New Guinea. The month of May was slow, but June 4th, we started to load troops and equipment, leaving Guadalcanal in the Solomon Islands on June the 12th. Our ship joined a floating task force of ships bound for Saipan Island. This task force off the coast of Saipan is as a floating reserve unit. Returning June 30th to Wenwetok Islands, leaving there July the 17th, bound for the invasion of Guam, arriving at Agate Bay Friday morning, July the 21st, 1944. After our ship lowered all the boats in the water that morning, we never went back on board until the 27th of July when we left Guam. All of our boats have been assigned to other transport ships to transport troops and equipment to Agate Beach. After leaving Guam, we had a short stay in Guadalcanal, departing September the 8th for the invasion of Peleliu, which took place on September the 15th. We departed Peleliu October the 3rd with captured Japanese prisoners of war, stopping at Guadalcanal for fuel on October the 13th. We continued to San Francisco, California, arriving October the 28th. After debarking the prisoners, all of the ship's crew went home for 30 days. At that time, December 2nd, 1944 in Chicago, my wife and I were married. Going back to the ship without her, the ship departed San Francisco December the 22nd, arrived at Pearl Harbor December the 30th, and departing January the 16th, 1945, stopping off at Guam, Ulithi, and departing Ulithi March the 27th, arriving April 1st, 1945, April Fool's Day, at Okinawa, Japan for the invasion of Okinawa. departing Okinawa April 9 for Pearl Harbor. On May 5th at Pearl Harbor, other crew members and myself were transferred to the USS Henrico, APA 45, for transportation to the United States. After arriving in San Francisco, I was transferred to a subchasers, SC-1340, at Charleston, South Carolina. I stayed on the SC-1340 until I was discharged at the age of 19 on December 18, 1945. As for most of the islands, they all looked the same. Coming into the beach, the palm trees had no tops from the naval bombardment. Then came the coral reefs and the sandy beaches. It was a very interesting to see what lie ahead. As for hitting the beach with a boatload of troops and equipment, first you go to the transport area. There a boatmaster will assign your boat to a large circle. As the circle of boats go around, he will wave each boat to a transport ship, where we would go load 30 to 40 men. Leaving the transport ship, you start for the beach, stopping 1,000 or so yards off the beach to form a horizontal line of 50 to 60 boats called a wave of boats. Then you head for the beach, dropping off your load, and go back to the ships for the next load to the beach. At first, the troops from the ships will kid and joke around. As we get close to the beach, it is dead silent on the boat. You hit the beach and do what you have been trained to do. One of my jobs was to drop the ramp for the troops and equipment to get off. The raising of the ramp and returning to the ships for more Sometimes our boat may hit the beach as many as 10 to 15 times at any at an invasion. Our boat crews never went beyond the beach, so we did not get to the chance to know the people on the islands. The time I spent aboard ship with other members of the boat crew, I grew up at an early age with a lot of pride and values to raise a family with. As for wartime friends, our ship's crew never had a reunion in 49 years. But on October 23, 1992, I put together our first reunion, which brought back a lot of old and new friendships. I'm looking forward to see what Guam is today. I will go see the town of Agate and Agate Beach. To sum up the youth of today, I suggest they start with the tour of duty in the military with an objective of learning what the position of our military is in the world. Then stop to think of what is the most important thing you would like to accomplish for freedom, for your family, and yourself. Along with this tape, I have pictures of our ships and boats and other articles that may be of some interest to the War Museum in the Pacific. Thank you, Frank Brewer. Well, you hit the beach and do what you have been trained to do. One of my jobs was to drop the ramp for the troops to get off the boat. After the troops get off the boat, we back off the beach, raise the ramp, and head back to the ships for another load. So at any invasion, our boat crew will hit the beach 10 to 15 times. We only went ashore on the beaches, so we never had a chance to know the people of the island. Being in a service aboard ship, our crew chance to get to know the people on the islands. Being in the service aboard ship, our boat crews made me grow up at an early age with a lot with a lot of pride and values. My wife and I have a great family. As for friends in the war, our ship never had a reunion in 49 years until October 1992. I put together the first reunion of the crew and which brought back old and new friendships together. I am very excited to see what Guam looks like today. As I return, I want to see the town of Agate Beach, and the rest of the island. To sum up the youth of today, I suggest you start with the tour of duty in the military, with the objective of learning what the position of the military is in the world, and think of what is most important thing you want to accomplish is to maintain freedom for yourself, your family, and your friends. Thank you.